So this week, EPSRC, that's the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, funded researchers in Glasgow have been investigating how we respond emotionally to music and how this could lead to music actually being used in pain control, almost music on prescription. Sarah Castor-Perry has caught up with the researchers involved to find out a little bit more.
We are all musical. Every human being has a biological and social guarantee of musicianship. Everybody can learn to express themselves and communicate through music. Also, we are all musical in the sense that we all respond emotionally to music. When we listen to music, we are moved in quite profound and powerful ways.
So whether it's a soothing classical melody or a raging, angry rock song, we all have a hugely emotional relationship with music. That was Professor Raymond MacDonald at Glasgow Caledonian University, who's part of a project being funded by the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council to find out how music conveys emotion. The project brings together music psychologists like Professor MacDonald with expert audio engineers like Dr. Don Knox, who's been using volunteers and specially developed computer software to analyse a huge range of pieces of contemporary music to determine the mood and emotion that they express.
We try to classify and categorise pieces of music in terms of two axes, one of which is intensity and loudness, and the other one is valence or stress, negative, positive stress. So they look at the general overall loudness and activity levels in the music. And if they were, you know, above a certain point, the music might be classed as being exuberant, or if it was negatively stressed, it might be anxious or frantic. And we analyse and extract lots of audio and acoustical parameters from the music and map the pieces of music onto those axes.
But what makes us choose particular pieces of music in different situations?
When we first say to people, this is what we're doing, you know, we're classifying music emotion, some of the first comments you get is, well, you know, I'll put the happy music on to do happy things and dance, and I'll put sad music on or relaxing music to do this. And really, it's much more complicated than that, and the music psychologists are really opening their eyes to how people actually interact with music. That relationship and emotional connection with music and how people use it for things like stress reduction and pain relief, if you will, is much more complicated than just, you know, using happy music for happy things and sad music for sad things.
And classifying each piece of music in such a detailed way is allowing the music psychologists to figure out exactly what it is in the music that makes us choose it for a particular situation and how it can affect not just our emotions but our physical perception too. Professor MacDonald explained to me how the project is building on previous studies carried out with his colleague Laura Mitchell.
Earlier work purely looked at people's preference. So what we initially found out was that listening to your favourite music reduced your anxiety perceptions and your pain perceptions. And we had a whole range of different types of music that was selected, you know, Hotel California by the Eagles, Pachelbel's Cannon, In My Place by Coldplay. And we originally suggested that there was no common structural features between these particular pieces. But Don's work, along with Scott Beveridge, has been able to show, or starting to show, how certain structural features of music are important in trying to predict their emotional effect upon the listener.
So although there is still work to be done, the implications of the project are really exciting. On the one hand, knowing how people respond emotionally to particular structures found in music could have important clinical applications in music therapy and using music for pain control. And also, for all those music lovers out there addicted to their MP3 players, it could herald a new way of classifying the music in your library and a new way of searching for that exact piece of music to match your mood.
So, in the future, you might find yourself browsing through the music store by mood rather than by artist. I also hope it doesn't usher in an era where people get sued for making people depressed because they played a tune that's known to provoke negative emotions. What a horrible thought. Sarah Castor-Perry was speaking with Glasgow Caledonian University's Raymond MacDonald and Don Knox. You're listening to The Naked Scientist. It's Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Dominic Ford, and we're answering all your science questions. If you'd like to send us one, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can scribble on our Facebook page or at Naked Scientist. You can tweet us.